We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Mets open tomorrow. Keith Hernandez is obviously back with the SNY broadcast. That is tomorrow. The Mets open in Washington. You can tune into SNY's special 90-minute City pregame live show, starting at 11:30, so it's time for baseball. Both teams open tomorrow, and we'll get his thoughts on the Mets. Keith Hernandez joins us. Keith, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. Thank you.
What did I see someone talk about you today? Something about, did you get a Tesla? Is that what I saw, the thing?
I leased a Tesla.
Yeah, I tell you, I went and drove one. I have to admit, I couldn't get my arms around a battery thing yet, and only driving a couple hundred miles to get a station. But I have to admit, the car was spectacular. It really was when I test drove it. It really is an interesting car.
It is incredible, and also because it's environmentally, I guess, sound.
Yes.
I can go into the Hove lane, which is critical in the LIE. Big part of my decision.
Yeah, that is very key. That's very good, because you do. That's right, on your drive home. Absolutely. That's enormously key. And did you get the SUV or did you get the regular model?
I got the S Series.
Gotcha.
Sedan.
Gotcha.
And
okay.
I had a dock put in my garage.
Oh, you did? You got that already? Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll be able to.
Can you go
recharge.
Back and forth on one charge, back and forth to the ballpark on one charge?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, let's get to the baseball right now. All right, what's your big picture for the Mets? Improved a lot, improved a little? What do you think?
I think they've improved a lot, and they've got a lot of little interesting little things that have pulled up. I mean, Peter Alonso has made the ball club and had a real nice spring, big, strong power hitter. Dominic Smith had a nice spring. I think that he's gotten back to his old ways and his old ways of hitting. Everybody was taught to pull with the past regimes, and I think they're getting back to more basics. The starting pitching is going to carry them, and that's it's tough to beat that starting five.
You know, I think Cano will be a big influence, because he told me when I saw him, he said, every time they shift on me, I'm hitting the ball through the left side. He worked on it, I know, a lot in spring training. He led the spring training in hits. He hit .430. I think he'll have a really good year, and I think people will be surprised how good an everyday player he is, because he is really a terrific everyday player.
Well, he's a lifetime 300 hitter. He's got a beautiful, what you call, sweet swing, very rhythmic, and I think with the way the game is today, with all this, particularly, with the, and I'm not being critical, it was just the philosophy of the Alderson regime was home runs and pull and swing from your rear end. And if you noticed, and I noticed, on our broadcast, we shot into the dugout after Cano got hit after hit. I mean, just bullets into left center field and left field. And it's like no one ever saw it before. It's like a revelation.
That's right. Yeah, I can see it. And Nimmo told me he was going to try and do it a little more. And I think it'll rub off on the guys. I think it will.
Absolutely, Mike. And let me tell you, you can't have a lineup that's full of guys that are going to jack home runs. You've got to have table setters. And hopefully we're getting back to that. And, McNeil is not a power hitter. He impressed me this spring. I was watching him closely. And, he had a great 2 months. And, 2 months is 2 months, but he has a great knowledge of the strike zone. He puts the ball in play. Nimmo, I think, got off to a sluggish start and turned it on. He has a good eye at the plate. I mean, those are table setters at the top that can set it up for the big guys, 3, 4, and 5, like traditional old-fashioned baseball.
And I think the catcher will help, too. He's a pro, and he's always hit the Mets.
Yeah.
And he'll be a good guy here. I think he'll be a leader. I think he'll be a good guy. The question to me is Conforto. You've been a big Conforto guy. A lot of people have picked Conforto to be the breakout guy this year in baseball. Like, he's going to be the guy that really just jumps up and becomes a star. Now, you've always been very high on him. He had a big September last year, which really saved his season. Maybe he needed last year to be healthy. When I interviewed him in spring training, he told me last year it took him a while to feel good because of the shoulder. How do you feel about him right now?
I like what I see. I mean, he's going to be more of a power hitter in the lineup. I mean, he's altered his swing. I loved him when he came up and he hit the ball to all fields. Now, he's so strong, you know, there's not a ballpark that can hold him to the opposite field or opposite gap. He's that strong. I mean, I thought he had a potential to be, you know, a batting champion if he stayed to be a line drive hitter. But, you know, looking at this lineup, and he's a left-hand hitter there, I don't really mind it so much. He's starting to pull a little more, although he is using left-center field following Cano's lead to a degree. He's developed a little bit of a loop in his swing. He's a low-ball hitter now, but there's times he gets on top of the high ball. I really feel if he stays healthy that he's going to have a big year. And I think with if they're going to hit him fourth, the Mets are top-heavy left-handed right
now. Yeah, no question.
They had Cespedes and what Cespedes can do in a full season, that would be the right-handed bat with Ramos. My goodness, it would take away all the imbalance in their lineup. It would give them two really good RBI power bats from the right side. Excuse me. So they're going to have to contend with that left side right now. But I really think that Conforto is healthy, and he's got, what now, how many years under his belt?
Yep.
It's time for him. He's either going to be a 280 hitter, drive in your 90 runs, hit you 20, 25, maybe 30 home runs, or is he going to take it to the elite level and be one of the elite players? And I really think he has that potential, Mike.
Do you like the feel for the club with the new general manager, with Mickey, with now some new coaches, with some... I mean, last year they left Mickey hanging a little bit, but he didn't have a lot of the NL guys who knew the league very well, and now he's got Riggleman with him. So, I mean, do you like the changes they made this year?
I do. I do in every aspect. As far as personnel, players that Brody brought in, and also the front office people that are on the evaluating side of the front office. They brought a couple guys in from Boston, the Red Sox, winning system there. I thought that was really under the radar. I thought it was one of his best moves that he made, which was really shuffling up and shuffling up the deck, you know, and redealing out with from that front office point of view as far as scouting and talent evaluation. I'm really happy with that. I love his enthusiasm. There's a lot of things to overcome in New York when New York Mets, and they're playing in the same town as the Yankees. Yankees have proven now, you know, everybody thought after that big great run they had that they were going to be take a while to rebuild. Well, you know, they didn't take them a while to rebuild. You know, they've got a good farm system, and they continue to win. So it's really tough for the Mets. They've got a lot of negativity that they have to overcome, and I can tell you that from my experience when I came over and had my first full season in 84 when I got a sense.
Hey, let's be honest. Your team won over the town, which is hard to do.
And
you guys did it. You guys did win over the town.
I agree. We had that kind of team, and you know, whether this team has that or not, I don't know. But this team is that our team is. You know, that's a long time ago. We were young with a couple veterans in there. And this team is built to win. And I think with the signing of DeGrom, I think it sends a big message. But everybody's talking about DeGrom and Syndergaard. I think the key to the Mets is going to be Wheeler.
No question. Absolutely. And the guy was 10-1 down the stretch. He told me it's the split finger that made the difference. He's got to be good again. He's got to be good.
He had a terrific spring, a good final outing, even though it was a minor league outing. It's all about his command. That's what I look at. He throws very hard. He's got that motion that's deceptive. It's very long and gangly, and that's kind of gets a hitter off stride, and he throws a heavy ball, and it's just electric. And he came around. You can say the splitter helped him. That's fine. The splitter, they got rid of the splitter because all the geniuses were worried about, you know, elbow and forearm injuries and all that. I wish they had got rid of that pitch when I played. That would have increased my batting average 5-6 points. That was a tough pitch when you had it as part of your arsenal. And it's coming back. And I think Zach got away from his curveball, started throwing the slider last year. And you saw him build on that. He was able to get the slider over, not falling behind so much, and he still pitches in. He's just wild enough where you're a hitter. You know, you go up there and you go, well, this guy could lose one, you know, and I better be ready. You know, and so when he got the splitter and then he threw the cutter, that started him. And then he got the confidence, and then he started throwing his curveball and getting his curveball over. I think he's got the second best stuff on the staff.
That says a lot considering you got Syndergaard and DeGrom in front of you. So that's pretty impressive. We're talking with Keith Hernandez. Here's a big key, Keith. We know it's going to be a pitching team. We know that, okay? And we talked about a little better hitting. We know that, especially with guys like Cano here. The question is, how good are they going to be catching the ball? And that's iffy for me. Rosario, we know Cano's good. Maybe he's not Cano of 5 years ago, but Cano was a gold glove. He's got a great arm, a great infield arm. He knows how to play. He says he doesn't lose a step. Maybe he has. We'll see. I don't know about the first baseman, how Alonso will play. You can tell me. McNeil, I don't know about him. Rosario, if Lagares is in there, we know. But I worry about their defense.
Well, I just wish Lagares could hit 250, 260, you know, because he brings the speed at the top, and he's a right-handed bat that's needed, and he plays a great, you know, a very good center field. That remains to be seen. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if Broxton's the answer. Broxton's got his resume is not one of a, as a hitter.
How do you think McNeil will do at third?
I think McNeil will be fine at third. He showed me good range to his left in spring training.
Okay.
He's an athlete.
You're okay with Rosario at short, right?
I'm okay with Rosario.
How about Cano will be fine. How about Alonso? Is he okay at first base?
We will see. He's not going to be a barn burner.
No, but I mean, does he show you that he's going to be – have you seen enough yet to be okay with him at first, or is it a disaster?
I don't think it's a disaster. No,
okay.
I think it's a far cry from a disaster.
Okay.
I mean, he's not a plus defensively right now.
Gotcha.
But if he hits, you know, he's
showing
me
some. You'll live with
him. You know,
him. Right.
He's got good power to all fields, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, we'll see how he gets off to us, what kind of start he gets off to and all that.
Now, Dominic Smith looked good everywhere. I mean, he's an interesting story because I spoke to him, and he said, which you don't usually hear, he said, listen, I didn't go home and cry. I had a terrible year. I was an embarrassment last year. I knew it. I was terrible in the outfield. I was a terrible player. I had sleep apnea. I corrected that. I lost weight. I got in shape. And I came back and I said, I'm going to prove I can play. And he's been great this spring. I mean, he had a great spring. You got to give the kid credit. I mean, that's overcoming a lot. He was terrible last year.
Yes, he had a bad year. And I really think that they clouded his head with too much pull. He's really a gap-to-gap hitter, and I saw him in spring training using left center field, and he looks much more confident. He's fit. He's in good shape, and he's going to be a good glove at first base. You know, he's a decent glove at first base. He's not a liability there. So that's interesting what Mickey will do with the two of them.
Yep.
I can't believe. I would think that Dominic Smith gets the first two starts.
Right, and against then, the big righties, yep.
Yes, and then he'll the other guy, Alonso, will play against Corbin. But then as we get going, you know, the right-handed bat, when you're a platoon guy, doesn't get a lot of at-bats. It'll be interesting to see how Mickey works the two of them into the lineup.
Especially how much Smith hits. If Smith hits, you got to let him play. You know, bottom
line
is, you
got to go with the hot hand.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Play both of them. Play both of them.
You got to go with the hot hand.
I agree with that, yeah.
We look at our lineup now, even our bench. I mean, we're top-heavy left-handed everyday lineup. Our bench is top-heavy right-handed. So when there is a right-hander out there, and I'm assuming Smith's going to be in the lineup, we've only got Guillorme on the left side.
Yep.
So that's going to be a problem. The one Nationals have three left-handers and a closer that's a left-hander. So it makes for interesting. The division's great. I'm really excited about the division, about the four teams at the top. I think it's going to be very competitive and very good teams, which means they play 19 games, 18 games with them, and watch good baseball instead of a lot of crappy teams.
Yeah, well, listen, it was a tough year to watch last year, you know, even, and this should be a lot more fun. It really should. So, I mean, so you have, you know, you have fairly high hopes for this team this year. Is that fair to say?
Well, pitching is the name of the game, and, you know, I believe the Mets are going to go with one short in the bullpen early in the year, and that means that, to me, they're going the extra man on the bench, where they're going with the three catchers, which I like. I like 11-man pitching stance, but you got where you can have that other extra guy on the bench and have the third catcher, and it doesn't hamstring the manager. The pitching, I think that one of the main reasons probably for the thinking of this is the Mets have a pitching staff, a starting rotation that can go deep in games, and they're going to ask them to go 6-7. I mean, I'm talking about the top
the
four.
Big three.
Matt can go seven if he has a good stuff.
Yeah, he hasn't done that a lot, but you know, maybe he can get deeper in the games this year. The other three, you're looking for him to go seven innings, absolutely.
Yes, which takes the load off of your bullpen.
You like Familia being back?
I do. He's such a good guy and such a good teammate. I just think that he just fits in with all this whole attitude change. I mean, it's a very positive attitude. You got Nimmo that's got a good attitude.
Yeah, good kid. Very good kid.
And he really plays with energy. You've got McNeil if McNeil could run like Nimmo, oh my gosh. You know, but he's a smart player, a heady player. He's a very good base runner. He handles the bat. He's a guy you can hit and run with. I want to see if we hit and run a little bit. We got some guys you can hit and run with. I know it's kind of, on the outs here
yes.
in today's game,
yeah.
but, you know, in certain situations, late in the game, you can catch a team flat-footed and be in the driver's seat in a close ball game late.
All right, well, listen, sounds like fun. We're ready to go. Everyone's waiting to hear you, so enjoy. We'll talk along the way, and enjoy the start of the season.
Okay, Mike. Good
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you.
Good to talk, Thank you. Keith Hernandez, as we get ready now, we will talk to Mickey Callaway coming up at 5 o'clock. We still, remember, I have the contest to do where I'm going to ask you to get on board, and whoever can answer the question, we'll just line you up. First one to answer correctly, we'll get to go to the May 31st game with two of their guests, so it'll be three and me at the Red Sox Yankee game at the stadium, 5:31, Friday night, May 31st, sitting with me in the legend seat. So we will do that before we say goodbye today. But first, let's listen to this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.